listening to killradio.org. We're here with the Randys on Standing Room Only, the first show Standing Room Only in a long time. How you doing?
Great.
Fabulous. Yeah. I wish we had chairs to sit down on.
Standing room.
It's so small in here.
We can't really afford chairs. I'm sorry that they came and they took the chairs away. It was awful.
That's cool.
That was the settlement we made. So why don't you introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Play guitar.
Laura's the go-getter. She went first.
Yes.
I'm Sienna. I usually play the bass, but tonight I'm just going to be singing.
All right.
I'm Loretta, the monkey in the middle, between my two divas. I play guitar. You skipped me, Sienna. It was supposed to be Laura, Loretta, and Sienna.
Sorry, I got excited.
No. I'm the monkey in the middle.
How was your New Year's?
It's great.
We're going to start out easy. How was your New Year's?
Good. Amazing.
We had a show.
Where'd you play?
At the Orange County Fairgrounds.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I put that show on our calendar here at Kill Radio.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
It was a fun night. Very cool.
It was our first night with our new drummer.
Very good.
Michael. Hello, Michael, if you're out there.
Hey, Michael.
it was cool. It was
freezing cold.
Freezing cold. It was outdoors, and we
killed it.
We killed it. We did a good job. And I saw English Beat, which was amazing, and I saw Berlin, and she's amazing.
Wow.
I didn't stay for Blondie, but I heard that she was...
amazing?
No, I heard that she was kind of like a dud, like a robot.
Really?
Like, didn't move
much.
Yeah. My brother went.
Well, you know, she's been replaced by a robot. That happened in
it was
like 2005.
That explains it.
They don't really like to talk about it.
Now it's going to be something to tell my brother.
So, unfortunately,
her music's still good, though.
Totally hungover on New Year's Eve, so I had to go home and take a nap instead of partying.
Yeah, well, me and this guy. Hey, Chris Martinez, how you doing?
Pretty good, buddy!
Hi, Chris.
We went partying and stayed up until about 9 a.m., then made our way over to Pasadena to watch the Rays Parade.
Awesome. Did you see the stormtroopers?
Hell yeah.
That was creepy.
I'm not a parade person, but when I heard... I recorded it. I haven't watched it yet.
I saw it on TV.
This guy does not need a microphone.
I know. He doesn't. That's why we keep him around. This man is his own microphone.
He was so quiet when we got here.
You guys drink how many were there? Like thousands or hundreds?
One million at least.
Jeez. 1 million stormtroopers.
Ah, that must have been
like
so
70.
Hot.
All walking
and sandwiched and all those guys.
Yeah. Okay. Are we getting a little bit of personal information here?
Can you hand me those two rolls? I'll put them on the side of my ear.
You want to be the monkey in the middle of some stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. As long as I don't see their face.
You're a leukophile. That's okay. let's talk about the Randys.
Let's talk about the Randys.
We like talking about the Randys.
Good. I hope so, because you're here.
Yeah.
We want you to talk about
you. Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thanks for being on the show, you know.
You don't even know.
You guys are making this show. I mean, this is Standing Room Only has been off the air for 2 years.
Whoa.
I've been doing these horrible, like, political comedy shows, and they weren't funny.
Mm.
They weren't funny at all.
Aw.
So, pity me.
Aw.
Everyone was like, bring back Standing Room Only. You had bands and you can't mess that up because they do all the work. So I'm like, all right, okay. So I did it. So we're here. How did you become the Randys? How did the name come about? What happened? Who did what to who?
We'll leave that to Sienna. Cake.
Okay. Yeah. Laura and I met in a seedy bar in Highland Park called Mr. T's. I'm sure.
Yes,
you're
Mr.
All
T's Bowl.
Laura
spotted
me.
Mr. T's Bowl.
She spotted me throwing drinks on an unwitting gal and complimented me on my form, and then we decided to start a band.
Fantastic.
And since our favorite pastime is making out with boys, it was a good name, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and also we both have grandparents named Randy.
And uncles and aunts.
So she was like, anyone with a throwing arm like that can sing.
Right.
Should have a band.
Definitely.
That's awesome.
And then we found Loretta.
Where did you find Loretta?
At a zoo.
At the zoo in the cage, because she's the monkey in the middle. She was the one in the middle.
We found her at Kids or Kill Club.
Which is where I saw you guys playing a couple weeks ago.
Cooper, my band played there. And then,
I saw her.
What was your band? Did you get headhunted, didn't you? Did they pull you out of your band?
I sure did not.
It was
I'm sorry.
Yes, it was a happy coincidence.
Wrong way to go on that question.
Break up.
If you guys didn't know this, I'm actually a witch, and I went home that night.
She did some ritual.
Spell.
Yeah.
My band, I mean, we had an amazing show at Kiss or Kill, and then I met her, and all of a sudden my band shows up at practice saying, oh, we're moving up to Seattle. Sorry I didn't tell you any sooner. I'm like, that was quick.
Because I paid them lots of money.
And then all of a sudden, I get a call from Cooper. Would you mind if I give your number to Laura from the Randys? Because they need a guitarist. And then she calls me. She stalks me. Just kidding. And we met. And,
no, we have nothing but respect for stalkers here. So
not, you know
fine.
What? It was meant to be because I needed to be in a band that was actually serious. The last band, it was cool, but they weren't.
They weren't serious enough.
No, they were fine.
They were
playing
silly.
In their
you
backyard.
Guys are definitely serious.
Very
you've
serious.
Got, you've got a lot of good stuff going on.
We take ourselves very, very seriously.
I can see that.
Seriously serious.
I can see that.
Serial seriously.
So you're going to play some acoustic numbers for us tonight, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Híjole, yes.
Fantastic. I'm just going to go with it. What's the first song you're going to play? Are you going to do two in a row? Did you decide?
We're going to do two in a row. We're doing the first song is off our new album, and it's called Wrecking Ball. And then the second song is off our old album. Song that just won't die is called Hyperion. So here we go with Wrecking Ball.
Wait. What's the name of that new album?
The new album's called Saw the Light.
Saw the Light and got Laurita in our band.
As in, the dark days are over. Thank God.
And the old album? I noticed some people on the cover of the old album that aren't around anymore.
Yeah, they split.
Did you kill them?
No, they're in the shadows.
They couldn't hack the road
life. I heard no one's heard from them in like a year. Is that true?
Yeah.
What was the name of the old album?
At the Friendship Motor Inn, which does not exist anymore.
It was burned to
it
the ground.
It was burned to the ground.
I found it on the internet, so
yeah.
I'm calling you a liar, lady.
Damn it.
You can buy it on eBay for like 11 cents.
Or at overstock.com, I believe. You can buy all your Christmas presents there, too, guys. Check it out.
All right. Wrecking Ball.
All right. This is the Randys on killradio.org.
There's like...
I swear it is.
A piece of cornbread or something in my microphone.
Yeah. Right. Here
Focus.
We go.
Awesome. Focus.
Uno, right. Dos, tres, cuatro.
Just a shovel, and I could pick it up to move the earth and dig a twisted tunnel. And when I reach the other side, I've ended up in trouble. And the mirror won't reflect my face, but a colder, meaner devil. Build a strong foundation based on moral fabric. And then I met someone whose damage fit the shape of my bad habits. And like construction in reverse, I'm taking down the timbers. On one by one, they come undone. The thrill of demolition. Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'll call you what I want, but I swing that wrecking ball. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I only hurt myself when I swing that wrecking ball. It's the wrong place.
There was a total beer explosion in the middle of that song.
Yeah,
you were just saying you're a professional. You're the most professional band I've ever seen. There's literally beer flying through the air.
Well, we're used
to
that.
They didn't miss a beat.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Yeah, that's really, cool. Thank you so much. Like a beer orgasm.
It was.
Exactly. It was perfect.
I did. You know what? So I had a beer orgasm. I'm sorry. I hope it's all right.
Awesome.
We're all okay, though. Everything's returned back to normal. It's just everything's a little bit sticky now from the beer.
We're used to that, too. Oh, does that come out your nose, Laura?
That would burn if it did.
One more song, right?
That's
yeah,
right.
One more.
Okay. The song's called Hyperion.
It's our neighborhood street.
Go, Larita.
No, it's true. It is. It's her neighborhood street.
It is. It's right down the street from here.
So is this mic here for... This is where you start the song.
Space in your pillow, and if my dreams are more racy. Those hopes that I had up, you write it down in a notebook. Just use your pen to erase all the lines. The system of time, consider voice, tone, and place. And when you go there, well, do you ever see my face? Hyperia. The street won't look the same without you now. An empty space in your pillow, and if my dreams are more racy, then I drive in a fat muscle car where the bad boys are. But I don't want that, I just wanna walk down the same old block, Hyperion. The street won't look the same without you.
Right. Hey, we actually have a caller who called in.
We love when we're standing up without straps on.
That's right. Yeah.
I hate it when I forget my strap on.
I wish there's room for all of you to stand on the floor too. I'm sorry we had to hang one of you guys from the ceiling, but you know, I mean, it's show business, right? I mean, you got to be used to it. We have a caller on the line. Let's see if we can put him on here because I think he wants to talk to you guys. Let's see.
Awesome, gentleman caller.
We'll give it. Hello, caller. Are you there?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing very well, thank you.
Yeah,
how
did
you?
Did
and
you?
The Randy's doing.
Yeah, did you want to talk to the Randy's? What's your name?
My name is Bubba.
I don't believe you, but what?
Well, whatever.
What did you want to say to the Randy's?
I like Bubba.
Hello. They sound good in country. I like it. Nice.
Awesome.
Bubba, are you really good in country yourself, or good in crunchy? What was that you said?
Like crunchy, a piece of cornbread.
No. Crunch is good in cereal,
right?
Not
right.
In music.
Okay.
Oh, so you're a critic?
A critic? No, thank you.
Well, thanks, Bubba.
What's your middle
name?
Hey,
where'd you come up with the name Randy's?
Oh, weren't you listening to the first half of the show? We're horny.
Well, okay. That,
it's too bad you're not here, Bubba. It really is, because you're missing
about
out.
Music.
We already had a little mess on the floor.
Yeah, what? Speak up.
We, there was
you,
already
you missed
a mess.
You missed the beergasm.
Ah, story of my life.
Did you already tell us where you're calling from?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Hollywood!
Woo! Spring break! Hey, what's your middle name, Bubba?
My middle name?
Yeah.
Sven?
What's your... Bubba Sven. Are you on MySpace?
Bubba Sven Star. It's a cool name.
It is
it's
a cool name.
Are you going to go see them in concert the next time they play?
What?
Are you going to go see them play live the next time they play?
I hope so.
We hope so, too.
What's going to...
You guys play live next?
The next place we play live is in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Oh, some bowling thing, right?
Nice.
Sin yes. City.
Is it the Stardust?
No.
Well,
no?
We're actually not
okay,
playing.
Is it the Monte Cristo?
No, it's probably the Double Down.
This is a fun
the
game.
Double Down. Hey,
wow. Yeah, the dirtiest club in all the world.
I thought you said we're going to clean up a swirl.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that means, but all right. Have a good time.
All right, we will.
We will have a great time.
Thanks for calling in, Bubba. Spen.
What?
Thanks, Bubba Spen.
I have unlimited local minutes.
Okay, yeah. Do you have any questions
Hi,
for
Bubba.
Us?
Wait, do you have any questions for them before you go?
What are the names of the girls in the band?
You did miss the first half.
Laura,
Laurita, and Sienna.
Nice.
And the drummer they killed, so he's not here today.
Yeah,
he murdered
he's actually
him.
Hanging right
drums
now.
Drums are for pansies, so whatever.
Yeah, huh? Whatever. You just said.
That's you just want to know our names. That's it. Nothing else.
So where's the post Randy's party?
Oh God.
It just already happened.
There's an IHOP on Melrose somewhere, I'm sure.
On Melrose.
The pancakes are great.
Well, according to the lawsuit, we're not allowed to give out that information anymore. So
yeah, lawsuit. Mm. Thought it was the internet radio, man.
All right.
Maybe corporate my ass.
Thanks for calling in, Bubba. Sven.
Yeah, whatever.
See you on MySpace.
Ciao. Hey, Randy. At
our show.
Bye, Bubba.
Thank you, Bubba.
Bye.
My name is Bubba. My name's Chubba.
Was that one of your friends?
Did you pay that guy to call
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I paid that guy to call
That's
in.
That's exactly what I thought.
Is that you and your
ventriloquist?
He's like over there looking at us smiling, but he's really talking.
I was like, hey, buddy, I'll pay you $10 to call in and embarrass me. Can you do that?
Actually,
no problem.
It was our drummer that we paid to call in and make us sound like popular.
No, that was a real call.
Wow.
I can't make up stuff that bad. I'm incapable.
Bubba Spin.
So when did you mention the number?
Well, people have been calling the station for a long time, so they know it. It's also on the website.
Give them the number so they can call in.
That's a good idea, though. If you don't know the number, go to the Kill Radio website or call right now, 213-252-0998 is the number to call.
Be huge.
Yeah, you can like speak to us and have
a beergasm. Oh,
hey. A beergasm.
We have another one. Let's see. Let's see what's going on here.
Ooh, feedback is going on.
Hi, you're on the air. Who is this?
Hello. My name is Heydrich.
This is Bubba.
Is this the same guy?
Hello.
Hi. Yes.
Hi, Bubba. I mean, Heydrich.
Heydrich.
Hi, Heydrich.
It's Heiderman name.
Oh, my God.
Is your middle name Sven?
No. I hate the Australian.
What?
Sven's not Australian.
I think he said
he
hates Australians.
Anyway.
Pardon me, Bubba, what did you say?
Hey.
Yes.
How's it going, Rangies?
Good.
Excellent.
That's good to know.
Oh, this is a different person.
No, it's not. It's Bubba.
What?
Yeah, that's totally Bubba.
Do you have caller ID?
What, Bubba?
No, we don't have caller ID. Pretty much anyone can get through.
Okay.
We have call blocking.
Can they call from jail?
I guess I'll wait for the few of other callers to
Do you know someone who needs to call from jail?
Just makes
Where are you from?
Just kidding.
Where are you from?
Sorry, I had a... Caught there in the nose.
Hairball.
All right.
I hate it when
Let's
that
wrap
happens.
This up.
So what's going on? I'm watching Commando. It's like 8:30 at night on a Friday. Where's
hey,
where's the
isn't Alyssa Milano in that movie?
Who is this?
Is Alyssa Milano in Commando?
Yes,
that's what I thought. Tasty.
All right, listen, Joe or Ted or whatever your name is.
Hendrick.
Should we let these girls play some more music?
Only if it rocks.
Oh, it rocks. Well, it rocks.
Challenges.
That's a guarantee, I think.
Hey, let's dedicate this next song to our mystery man and caller.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Just for you, Bubba, Hendrick, whatever your name is, we're going to play a classic.
Hey, you know what you guys should do?
What? What?
He has a beard. Give him a handlebar mustache.
Oh, he knows me. He knows me.
Oh, this is some friend of yours.
He knows me.
Yeah, we don't shave on the air.
Well, you're...
I don't know. That sounds like good radio to me.
Yes.
On cables to the ground.
All right.
Happy New Year. Bye.
thanks for calling in. All right. Well, I'm sure we'll talk to you later.
All right. Don't put the number out anymore.
You paid a lot of your friends to call in, and I didn't.
One friend. Oh, yeah. One friend with many aliases.
He's like... Hello?
Apparently I didn't pay him enough. That's what happened.
You forgot to write the script.
Oh my.
Seriously.
When did your latest album come out? When did that come out?
Came out August this year.
August this year.
Yeah.
And what do you have going on now post current album?
Stadium shows. We've been touring forever this year. We toured.
You're about to leave, right?
And we're just about to leave again. Yeah, we're going to go on the 17th, 18th, 19th maybe.
19th.
And there's Hendrick again. And we'll be in New York for the month of February.
Hey, can you screen this, Chris?
And then we're going to be coming back. So just lapping the country as usual.
Fantastic.
In the Vandy.
In the Vandy? You're taking the Randy Vandy?
The Randy Vandy.
The way I picture it, it has like a kind of like a Scooby-Doo theme going on. Or no, what is it?
It's kind of incognito. We don't want everybody to know who we are when we're traveling.
So
it
doesn't have like
highways.
A big thing that says the Randys.
Only when you
Heck
go
no.
inside.
Yeah. You go. You
it's all mirrored
the
on the inside because I like to call it the vanity, but instead we call it the Vandy.
Mirrors. Mirrors everywhere.
Nice.
It's the same guy.
It's okay. We have a call screener now.
I think we have
a stalker.
Hey,
one phone stalker.
Who knows who I am, which is a little bit scary. He knows that I have a beard. Oh, well, actually, my MySpace.
Pictures on the internet, usually.
The internet. The internet sold us out.
Yep.
One more time.
It sure did.
Don't you hate the internet? Oh, wait, we're on the internet. No, the internet's
great.
I love the internet. I've made so many friends on the internet. Cyber friends.
Hey, if you're a new person and you'd like to call in, the number is 213-252-0998. You too can talk to the Randys.
Pretty exciting stuff
All
here.
All by yourself. It is exciting stuff.
Should we play another song for you?
Do you want to play another song?
I want to.
Let's do it.
This one's exciting.
Let's
Loretta sings lead vocals on this one. It's a classic. It's a cover.
This is for you guys. It's not a cover. I wrote this song.
Right. Laura wrote this song.
And it was stolen from you and you had to steal it back. I totally understand.
Ready? With feeling.
Here we go. The Randys.
Heard it from another you've been messing around. You say you got a boyfriend. You're up late every weekend, talking about you and it's bringing me down. But I know the neighborhood, and talk is cheap when the story's good, and the tale's grown taller on down the line. But I can feel it coming, if you leave tonight, keep running. Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. You're thinking up your white lies. You're putting on your bedroom eyes. You say you're coming home, but you won't say where. But I can feel it coming. If you leave tonight, keep running. You need never look back again. You take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you around. I don't believe it, not for a minute. You're under the gun, so you take it on the run. Take it on the run, baby. If that's the way you want it, baby, then I don't want you. Heard it from a friend who, heard it from a friend who, heard it from another, you've been messing around.
Name that tune. It sounds like an R.L. Speedwagon, but it's not. Laura actually wrote it.
Yeah, it's a Randy song.
It's written by Laura Cataldo.
That's right. Yes.
We changed the lyrics a little bit. I don't know if you noticed, but we kind of added our own lyrics to it.
Well,
the
you
Randy
know,
touch.
Those guys have been stealing songs from you for years.
I know.
So.
I know. Bastards.
Yeah.
The money that they've made off of those songs, too.
I know.
Yeah. And it's all because we lived in the same apartment complex
any of it.
In 1968.
We were like, we were like 5 years old when we wrote those songs. And they
that's
totally. Right.
That's how good we are.
Yeah. You guys didn't even know each other. And yet they still stole your songs.
You weren't even born yet.
You can curse. Fuck that shit. This is the internet radio.
God fucking damn it, bastards. I wish I knew that from the beginning.
You always have to fucking curse on my fucking show.
Dirty fucking rat bastards.
Fuck, fuck, fuck.
Let's drink some more wine.
Fucking fuck, fuck. Fuck you, you fucking fuck, fuck.
I'd like to say, can I say my favorite? No, I'm not going to say my favorite word.
Say it.
It's a bad word.
Oh, come on.
Oh, let's hear
my
it.
My mom will get so mad.
Yeah, is she listening? My mom's listening, too.
Cunt. That's your favorite word? That's
why favorite is that your favorite word?
It sounds so dirty and mean, and it's such a good word.
See,
what it means is good, but then if you actually call somebody that word, it's worse than bitch.
Yeah,
they
why
get really
is that?
Upset.
I don't know.
People get upset over the littlest things.
I would like to be called a pussy.
It's like,
all right.
It's like, oh, you called
it's really
me a cunt.
A compliment.
Oh, you stabbed my dog. You called me a cunt. I mean, people get upset over like the littlest stuff.
It's the stupidest word, but people get so mad. That's why I like it so much.
All right, something I didn't know about.
It's a
my
book
bandmate.
Called Cunts. Do you want it? All
there's
about
what?
The word. There's a
what?
Book. There's a book. A well-known book called Cunts.
I didn't know that. I probably yes. would love that book.
It's a feminist author. I don't remember who it is.
Hmm.
The feminist author.
She likes the word too. You two should get together.
Make out or something.
Yeah, and make out or something.
Maybe I'll learn something about myself I didn't know.
Let's talk about places you've played before.
Like venues
like
or towns?
Like venues or towns. What is like the weirdest, most bizarre experience you've had out on the road playing someplace? You think of anything?
I have
Minneapolis,
really
or which one?
Minneapolis? Minneapolis? No.
The police are coming for you.
Oh yeah, that was weird. We were in Minneapolis playing at the Hard Rock, of all places, for our breast cancer awareness booby tour that we were on in October.
The booby tour, 2006.
And right across the street, Evanescence was playing. But so, of course, they heard that we were playing at the Hard Rock, so they all came in for drinks afterwards. And we ended up across the street at yet another bar doing karaoke with Evanescence.
Oh, wow.
Pretty bizarre.
Which
that's
is a band
bizarre.
We'd never really, like, imagine us
hanging with.
Hanging with.
How were they at, I think the microphone still picks you up. I don't think you can just lean back and.
Are those the stormtrooper sound effects? Cool. It's the Star Wars laser.
I thought I was doing something wrong with the microphone. I was like, why does that keep happening? So be honest, though. Were they good at karaoke?
They
yes,
fucking rocked karaoke.
They rocked at karaoke?
Really, really,
really
good.
Nice people, too. They're really
amazing.
Super sweet. Super
now, is this before you killed your old drummer?
Yes. No.
Yes. Yes, this was.
It's before you had to beat the murder rap, yeah, go right, on tour to make right. some bail cash.
Exactly.
I understand. Okay, well, what were your favorite places to play? Like, what was, like, the best playing experience you've ever had?
What's that little town in Bloomington, Indiana?
Oh, that sounds great.
The best ever. The nicest kids. They took us.
Quincy.
No.
Oh,
Quincy,
right, you're right. Quincy, Illinois.
Wrong state. Oh,
sorry, Bloomington. Bloomington. I'm sorry. Bloomington, you suck.
Is Bloomington even in Indiana? Nobody knows.
No,
I don't know. But yeah, Quincy, Illinois. Quincy, Illinois.
Just so you know, if you're from Bloomington, Indiana, the Randys hate you.
No, it's just that I'm a total West Coast centric Los Angelino that doesn't know anything beyond
because
West Hollywood.
Everything between Los Angeles and New York is
red.
meaningless? No.
I was going to say the Midwest, but okay.
You know what? We have our best fans there, actually.
Yeah, we have the greatest
fans. That's where we have the best draws, our best fans, and they're so sweet
to
us.
Probably great places
to play. You play New York and LA, and they're like,
yeah,
what?
They're so snobby and horrible.
The Midwest actually appreciates live music and loves music. They're hungry for it. You know,
so these kids in Quincy, Illinois took us out to the Steak and Shake after the show.
That's cool.
And it was really nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's very cool.
We'd never been to a Steak and Shake before, so quite monumental.
What happens there? They have steaks and shakes?
Yes. Pretty much that's it.
I'm a vegetarian, so I...
It wasn't so good for you?
I had french fries.
At least you're not a vegan. You could have the shake, right?
I didn't have the shake, but I had the french fries.
She could have had the shake, though. She's not a vegan.
I'm not a vegan, but I can't... Sometimes dairy just... You don't want to know.
I know.
We all know.
So.
We know.
Well, I can imagine.
Yeah. We're in a van.
Well, that's pretty much all you need to do. Imagine.
Oh, yeah. One van and three ladies from the Steak and Shake. That's all you need.
Oh. And one drunk
driver. Ooh, the phone is off the hook with that.
I know. Yeah.
What happens in the van after the Steak and Shake?
We'll take other callers. We just won't take the same caller. He's waving his head now. I guess we're moving on.
And maybe it's Paris.
I love that, Bubba.
Let's play another song from your album.
Okay.
What do you want to do here?
I want to do Freezer Burn.
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's do it. All right. You're listening to the Randys. Well, they were playing live. This is off their album here on Standing Room Only on killradio.org.
Yip-hoo.
We'll be back after this. We'll be right back.
Standing room only on killradio.org. Nano.
Listening to Standing Room Only on Kill Radio, killradio.org. Hey, you're listening to... Okay, we're here with the Randys.
Hello.
Yo, what's up?
Hey, what's up?
You know what I'm saying?
What's going on? And they're old school.
We are.
They're OGs.
Yeah.
They know what's going on. You're going to play some of your favorite songs for us now, right?
We are.
Yes.
The first song we're going to play is by our brothers in the UK.
Our brothers who love us.
Fantastic.
They're called the Nine Black Alps, and this is their song, Shot Down.
Do you want to tell us why you like it?
Oh, because we like them.
Because
it rocks, man.
Because it rocks.
This song kicks so much ass.
Because
and
they're sweet little British boys.
And they bring the rock.
They bring the rock. They do.
They got balls.
Big balls.
British
balls.
Giant British
balls.
Oh, here it comes.
Yep.
Turn that puppy up.
back here with the Randys on killradio.org playing their favorite songs. If you weren't listening earlier, then you missed out because they played live.
And, we did.
They're not going to like you if you didn't, you know, listen to them.
We're not.
It's true.
Poo poo.
We're gonna do it. I like the monkey.
The monkey in the middle, yeah. Larita. She's kind of got some toot tonight.
Yeah, she's got some attitude
going
on.
She's a vegetarian.
Because she got headhunted from her other band.
And who did that, Sienna?
I did not.
But you know what? This is a perfect segue. Special. I want to dedicate this song to the girls because I love this band. This is my favorite band ever that I've ever been
Yay.
In.
Yay.
So this song goes to you girls.
Thank you.
It's called You're So Rad by the Ballantine Souls.
Yeah. You're so rad, Larita.
You're so rad, Sienna.
And Laura.
You're so rad.
You're so rad. I love this band. This band is so rad.
We're so rad.
Bouncing Souls
love
from New Jersey.
Where are they playing? They're playing somewhere, right?
They are playing at the Punk Rock Bowling the opening night on Friday night.
In Vegas
on the 19th, Friday night. Punk Rock Bowling. You go on
get your bowling
on the
shoes on and get there.
We'll be there too.
Very cool.
Bash some balls.
Yes.
Bashing balls. Pins.
Do people actually bowl while you play?
Oh, there's a tournament.
Like either
it's a
or?
Tournament.
It's
a full tournament.
It's
like heavy competition.
People are singing. People are bowling.
And there's a poker tournament, too, and the prize is $5,000.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
It's the BYO guys,
the Stern Brothers.
The Stern Brothers from Youth Brigade, right?
Yes.
What's the BYO mean? Buy your own beer?
Bring your own.
Bring your own orgasm?
Yeah, bring your own orgasm.
Bring your own Oreo cookies?
Bring your own
Oreos.
Bring your own.
It's an annual event, and bands from all over the United States come, so it's a great way to meet other bands and network and have a great time.
And a lot of bands are playing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of bands are playing.
Yeah. Throughout the weekend, there's bands playing, and hopefully
we're going
to
be there too.
So we're all going to get in a bus and go to Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Well, we have room for maybe
you
three more people
your,
in the van.
All of your Kill Radio fans, right? Including
yeah.
that guy
oh,
who keeps.
Yeah.
Bubba,
what was his name?
Spin. Oh, we're going to Vegas.
Yo, Spin, you want to come to Vegas and give me some money?
Yeah, you can pay your
She's
way.
She's your
onto
lucky
the
charm. Laura's your lucky charm.
That's right. Yeah.
Lady Luck.
Don't you want to be a patron of the arts, Bubba? Come on.
Oh my God.
Vegetarians like to burn.
That was impressive. I know. It's like the call of defeat or something. I will not eat animals.
I eat meat. all kinds.
Where can people find your music? Where can people buy your CDs?
You could buy our CDs online through Amazon.com,
iTunes,
Best Buy.
You can go to Amazon. You can go to Amoeba.
A lot of places.
Barnes and
everywhere.
Pretty much.
Everywhere where good music
not
is
requested.
Sold.
Yeah. So it used to be available at Tower. Tower was amazing, but it's gone now.
So sad.
Yeah.
So sad.
They've had their going out of business sale for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
So.
For Christmas, my sister got me from Tower Records our little plastic slot that said the Randys on it that held our CD. With our CD.
Very
That's so
cool.
True. You going to wipe your ass with that?
Yeah. Totally. I just do a bunch of coke off of it, actually.
Take it on the warp tour.
For sure, though, if you just want to hear more Randys, you can go to our website at therandys.com or visit us on MySpace.
You can download some music.
MySpace, which is MySpace. MySpace.com/therandys.
IES.
Our space is your space.
Come visit us there. Put your space in our space. Put your face in our space. Oh, that was a good one.
That should be a t-shirt.
Yeah, Cool Radio's pretty rad. They give you wine.
Wine. Loosen you up a little bit. Get you to say stuff you don't want to say. Yeah.
Okay, now we're going to get turned into lampshades, you guys.
Yeah, sorry. See all the junk that's around the studio? Those are former bands that have played here. That's interesting. Awesome. They just kind of like devolve into old equipment and broken wires.
That's cool.
I like it. So,
well, thanks
like
for having us here.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having us here.
Thanks for
very fun.
Yeah, wow, this has been a great show, guys. I'm glad you're able to come out.
And come to our MySpace website. We're going to be traveling across the states all the way through March, end of March. So we might be coming to a town near you.
That's right. And you can cities. Hear Kill Radio all over this great earth. And you can see the Randys all over, too. So.
And we like to spread the love.
That's right. That's why you're the Randys. That's why you're the Randys.
We don't have any.
That's just scaring me. I don't know what's going on. All right.
It's the 2000s.
We're not ready.
We got birth control.
So you guys are about to go on tour.
Yes.
We're going to hear one more song. Is that right?
Sure.
Before we go?
Awesome.
Are you Are you going to play a song? Is that what you were going to do?
No.
We're way drunk for that.
We're going to
play a live one. I mean, we'll play a CD one.
We'll play a CD one.
Let's do Broken Man.
Yeah, we're going to do a song called Broken Man.
It's about Sienna.
I'm not a man.
It's number 9.
Did you break?
God, Cataldo.
Did you collectively break a man? Is that what happened?
Number 9. The song's called Broken Man, and Cataldo singing on it.
What's the story with this song?
Broken Man.
It's a very sad song about sad men and Laura's sad little life
and my sad love life that does not exist at all, by the way. So, gentlemen, callers, Sven. Hey, hang out later.
Laura's available.
Meet me at the Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf on Sunset and.
Spread of it, huh?
Yeah, you think it's funny till he shows up with like
a knife,
a knife and a mural he's made in your honor,
and a Polaroid camera.
Oh, that's so sweet, Sven.
All right, here's the song.
All right,
let's go. Bye.
All right,
see you soon.
Thanks.
All right, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having
us. Thank you for having us.
And you're listening to the Randys on killradio.org. Hey, join us next week. We're gonna have a brand new show for you. Over here with a brand new band, so be sure to tune in. All right, one more song from the Randys. Good night, everybody.